This goes to Dr. Murray, PEX 989-583-1914, regarding Michael Delamater, D like David, E, L, A, M like Mary, A, T like Tom, E, R. Date of birth, May 25th, 1957. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Delamater with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, proteinuria, hypertension, and bilaterally small kidneys. His last visit was 1 year ago. He's feeling well. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures over the last year, and he has gained 5 pounds over the last year, but his weight does fluctuate up and down within 5 pounds pretty routinely. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no edema. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram daily. Amlodipine is 10 milligram daily. Omeprazole, 40 milligram daily, and one a day men's vitamins daily. Physical exam, weight 179 pounds, pulse 61, and blood pressure 133 over 80. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft, flat, non-tender. No peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done November 2nd, 2023. Creatinine is 1.36 with estimated GFR of 57, and that is stable. Albumin 4.2, calcium 9. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 2.8. Urinalysis negative for blood and trace of protein. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 68. His hemoglobin is 14.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease. 2, hypertension is at goal. 3, microscopic proteinuria stable. 4, bilaterally small kidneys. The patient will continue to have labs checked every 6 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.